Kun lerne blad gemorge. Da stamm doch wir auf der nu pedik. Gat das eif. So we learned before about chatas eif and about eilas eif and all the different dinim, how they have to be done. So when it comes to chatas eif, it has to be done on the bottom part of the mizbeach, eilas eif in the top part. Chatas eif, you don't sever the head, you only cut one through one simon. Eilas eif, you cut through two simonim. Chatas eif, you spray from the neck and then you squeeze against the wall. Eilas eif, you don't spray at all, you just put against the wall. So what happens if chatas oif she'osa lematom a chatas oif that you did below the line kemaisa chatas, you did exactly what a chatas meant to be, l'shem chatas, for a chatas, then obviously the din is kshayda, is kosher. Kemaisa, you did everything right. What about kemaisa chatas l'shem oila? You did everything right, chatas, the only problem is you had in mind an oila. And we know that a karma chatas, if you had the wrong karma in mind, it's possible. Or kemaisa oila l'shem chatas, he did it like an oila for a chatas. He did it, and you did one activity wrong. You did one activity by the chatas that really belongs to an oila, and you did it on the chatas. Or kemaisa oila l'shem oila, you did it completely like an oila. You did this chatas, but you did it like an oila, and you had a mind in oila. In all these cases, psula is possible. Also lemaila kemaisa kulim psula, if you did it above the line. He did any one of them, like any changes, again, as possible. So even if you did it above the line, even though you did everything else like a chatas, you cut it like a chatas, and you know how many simonim you did, and the spring and all that, it is possible because it belongs below the line. What about oila sa'if? Again, now we're talking about an oila sa'if. Sha'asalamayla, but the din of an oila sa'if is doing the Mishnah, it's supposed to be done above the line. So oila sa'if sha'asalamayla, he did above the line. Kim ma'isa oila, did everything correctly, like the ma'isa oila, l'shem oila, think oila, k'shay is kosher. What happens? Kim ma'isa oila, l'shem chatas, did an oila, but you had in mind a chatas. What we learned before, if you're a normal animal, you did an oila, and you had in mind the chatas, it was one time of argues, but we passed that the animal's kosher, but by not yaitza. Same thing here. Shayda, but actually also by the not yaitza. Kemaisa chatas. You did, let's say, the shem oila, you did above the line, but you did one activity like a chatas that there shouldn't be. For example, you only severed one simen. Kemaisa chatas, the shem chatas, so you did like a chatas, and you had in mind the chatas, but you did above the line. In all these cases, psula is possible. Also, lemata kemaisa kul, if you did it below, you did it below, and you did like any of these activities before. I mean, even if you did it completely like an oila, but you did it below the line, it's possible. Because the line is ma'akiv. Even if you did ma'isa oila shem oila, it is possible. Says the Gemara, the shani, okay, you can do some rashis from now on. The shani b'ma, you're telling me that he took a chatas and he made it like an oila. In what way did he make it like an oila? Rok Rashi, top of the page, the shani b'maya, kamaisa oila shem chatas koi, that you had a minor chatas, you did it like an oila, m'boila, eza dover b'chatas, osik maisa oila, which activity did you do in the chatas below the line that's like an oila? What did you do? So the Gemara, ilem with the shani b'malika, if you tell me about that malika, you chay b'chatas, you're supposed to do one, and you actually cut both through both, and you sever the head, and we looked at the previous mission already, that it's possible, except we had Ad Roshim Belozer, says that it's, Rabbi Lozer Roshim says that it's kosher, says you want to name of the like Rabbi Lozer Roshim, so let us say, if that's what the activity we're talking about, it must be a mission of rules, not like Lozer Roshim and hold, like if you did one, if you did both some money, it's possible. Damar, he said, Shemaiti, I heard, Shemav Dilim b'chatas, so if he heard, if he did it, it's all right. So he went, what's the problem with that? Didn't we already say yesterday, the Loikar Abba Lozer Roshim, we already established yesterday in the previous Mishnah that the previous Mishnah definitely doesn't hold Abba Lozer Roshim. So why, what's the big deal that this Mishnah doesn't hold like Abba Lozer Roshim? Loi, you're right. You know what the Shini is? The Shani Bahazo. He made a difference in the Hazo. How are you supposed to do Hazo by an oiler? You just take the burn, you press it against the wall. And you do a mitzi dam all in one go. By your chatas, first you sprinkle them, spray the blood, you give a squeeze in the neck, and then you do the mitzvah dam. And he changed it around. Look at Rashi, he named it Shonim Bulika Shehivdil, name a husband of Sulla Kablazer, Umahadir Shas, and what I asked, Michael Kashalach Bahai, what's the problem? But the Blikra Banala, surely argue, Lami Ukwe, didn't we already learn the stomach of the pig a little previously, the Lake Rabbalazer, Tony Hivdil Bechat the Possum. Loi McClayman Hachbala, I could find another Shinu that goes according to everybody, the Shani Bazo. He changed Hazo how? Shalai, he's a. By a Chatas, first he's supposed to do Hazo. He didn't do any Hazo. Elamitza, all he did was he pressed it against the wall like an oiler, Shahamitza, he avoided Oilus, what oiler does. Says the Gemara, Nochmel, and I can prove to you that the Shini we're talking about is Hazo. Nochmel, the Shoni, Hochi, Nam, and Mistab makes sense. When the Mishnah says you made a Shini, the carbon is in the manner of the Hazo. Meditoni, Sefer, says in the Sefer, also, lemaila kemaisa kulon. If you did it above the line, if you did the chatas above the line, like any one of the activities, include psul is possible. That means even if you did the first activity in the Mishnah, which is 100% correct, you did a chatas for the shame chatas and the yellow. The only problem was you did it above the line. I feel like kemaisa chatas the shame chatas. Now, the shonimai, what change did you make? If you did it completely correct, what did you make? Ilema the shonibem malikum. To which it says he didn't avoid the above the line, and everything else is like a chatas, it's good. So what exactly did you do above the line? What did you do above the line? If you did you change the malika ha'omamar, why is that possible? Malika b'chol makom mizbeach sheder. We learned that malika anywhere the mizbeach is kosher. Just we want to bring malika near the hazab, but you don't have to. We said before b'chol makom. Elalav the shoni b'hazah. He changed around in how you be mazah. How you maza? So with the sefer b'hazah reish nami b'hazah, and since in this case we did above the line, the activity you did was hazah. So too when you did below the line, and we're saying that you made a change, we're talking about hazah. That's our raya. It must not raya. Midi idia hakadisa hakadisa. No raya. Maybe over here it's talking about whatever it's talking about. Could be you changed the malika. Could be you changed the hazah, and. So no raya, because in the next case, the only possibility is hazor. When we say you did above the line, it doesn't mean in the first case, when you did below the line, that the change of hazor, we don't care what the change is. It could be hazor, it could be malika, it's all the same. And our Mishnah follows the Chum. Rashi, the Shonim, my Eza, void the Lamaila, so. Ha'amaga, bechatas, oi, bring Lil, malika, bechol, mokum, umid the safer, died of machine, Lamaila, bazor, I did have no bread to learn bazor, Rashi, now we died of machine, my Sabazor, to hazor. Everyone, whatever the Shini is regarding in that context, that's what we're talking about. The equally, we could say the Malika Nami ID. It could be the Reisha talking about Sai Hazor, Sai Malika. And Sefer, the Maisa Malika, will have a Shini to talk about. And the Sefer, when the Malika is not a problem, doing it above the line, Malika wouldn't be a problem. There you have no bread, but the learn is talking about Hazor. No Raya. So it could be any change. So you cut only through one, instead of one vein, you cut through two, then you cut through the trachea and esophagus, and we're not following the laws of Roshim. Next case was Oilus Oif, and says the same thing over there. If you made a change, it is possible. What change are we talking about here? The Shoni B'mai, it says if you took an oil, you made like a chatas, what did you do? Ilema the Shoni Malika, if we're talking about that, what? That you change the Malika by an Oilus Oif, you have to decapitate the head. And you didn't decapitate the head. Miktoni Sefer. It says in the next Mishnah, which you're about to learn, that kulon ein mitamin bebeis habliya, that once you did malika, even though you did everything else wrong. You know that by a bird, different than an animal, if you touch it, you don't become tummy. You carry it, you don't become tummy. When you become tummy, only bebeis habliya, which means while you're eating the nevelas oif toyer, only then are you mitami things. The moment you finish. Once you swallow, it's not done. But once it's finished, you're not matam anymore. Now, if you did malika, even though it made it possible, for example, you did the wrong hazor, you did the wrong malika. Once you did malika, it's no longer an avela sof toyer, it's no longer matami. So it says it kulan ain't matami beis ablia. All these cases, no longer matami beis ablia. Umoyilin behen. And then it says also, but you're still moil because it still belongs, since you didn't finish the dover amatid, it's still a meila, it still belongs to the Eibishter. Because you didn't finish the job where you're supposed to finish the job. So name the Loike Rabbi Shua. Let us say that mission is not coming like Rabbi Shua. We'll see in the next mission. The Machlik is Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua, whether you will or not. The Ike Rabbi Shua Hamad, he says, Eimoylin, he says that there's no Milarol Rashi. The Shani Mimai, Hani Maisa Chatzah, the Tani Mai, what do you do exactly? Regarding the oilus, what do you do? If Shani Malika Shlahivdil, you won Mavdil, so what? You made the Malika on one simon and two simoni, Midiktani, Sefer Klemera. Hadiktani Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Kulan Moilin Behen, it says in the beginning, all of them you're not Metame Beisablia, but you are Moil. Right? Except the Chata Sa'oi, but the oilus Sa'oi, you're Moil. It's talking about also in the case if you did by an oiler all the activities of a chatas, the Mishnah says you are moil. Neymar to like Rabbi Shua, the EU Amar, he says, a moilihen ba maslisin el be mitzui. He says the only case that you're moil is by mitzui and not by malika. By an oil is not malika because you did the malika already, and yet you're saying that our Mishnah here is talking about malika, and the next Mishnah begins the words of moil behemah is referring to malika. So it comes out of Mishnah taking a side. El be mitzui behalib. Like Pollig, Rabbi Shua, and here Rabbi Shua argues, we'll see the Gemara later. Get back to Gemara. Ella, but mitzvah, aim a sefer, look in the sefer. So, okay, goes Rabbi Shua. Says in the sefer, oila sa oif, sha osalamatu kemaise, chatos and chatos. If you took an oil's oif, and you made it below the line, and you did it exactly like a chatos, we have an interesting mark like you say. Rabbi Leza says, moilin, boy, Rabbi Leza says, you're moiling it. Why? Because you didn't finish the job correctly, and by an oiler, even after you shecht, you finish the job, it's still moil because it belongs to the Eibishter. By, let's say, a shlamim. The moment you finish doing the zrika, since now the meat goes to a balabas, so therefore it's no longer mila, except the neimurim, which belongs to the Eibishter. You only moil parts that belong to the Eibishter. Before you do the zrika, the whole animal belongs to the Eibishter, and after you do the zrika, the parts that go to the Eibishter, you moil. And by an oiler, then everything goes to the Eibishter. So you're always moil by an oiler. So if you took a chatas, Rabbi Leza says, and sorry, you did this oilus oif, and you made it like a chatas, listen, you moil, why? You didn't finish the job, so it's still an oiler, you moil. And Rabbi Shua says, hey, moil, Rabbi Shua, you're not moil, you know why you're not moil? Because he says, if you took an oiler, you made it below the line, made it like a chatas, it's a chatas now. It is a chatas, so there's no meal anymore. And the Shalim, right, what exactly did you change when you said you did that voida down below the line, what did you change? Elaim, but bimitsu, if we're going to say that, by mitzvah, aim of Abishua, the Shalim Malika, by mitzvah, me, Amar. When does Abishua argue that the change is only by Malika? Who says he argues by mitzvah? You just said in the previous Mishnah that when it says he made a change, it's Malika, not by mitzvah.
Doesn't it become Pigul?
Pigul.
The Bailim brought a Chatos. Mm. The Koyim brought it L'shem Oila. So he's telling me it now becomes an Oila Yishakoyim.
No, he's not becoming an Oila, it becomes a Chatos. But he's not Yaitse his Abed anyway, he brought an Oila. He has an obligation. We're talking about the carbon itself is still a kosher carbon. He's saying there's no me'ili here because when you did all that, it becomes a chattis. We'll see later tomorrow. Tomorrow's Gemara, what the Machlekes is. We'll soon see the Mishnah of the Mechal Chayim, and then we'll see Gemara of the Machlekes.
So it's chattis?
Yeah, but it's deemed to be like a chattis, but it's not for you.
It's an oiler.
He holds that the name Oyla gets lost and converts into a chattas because he did it. You made it like a chattas.
Even though you didn't need to bring a chattas.
Yeah.
So it's not a
chattas. Nothing. And the guy starts to bring. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
The guy's a tzaddik, not kapara required.
Yeah. Okay, because when you only did one simon, it never became an Oyla. Yeah, you shechted, you did Malika, we're talking about Malika, not the mitzvah, the dam. You did Malika, since you did one simon, and you didn't go any further, it's a chattas. It doesn't become an oil until you do both simonim. It never became an oil. Okay, so it's a chattas oif, but you're below, and it's all kosher. No, but Yimi says that if you did above the line, the Malika, it became an oil already. Just because you did the next part below the line, how can you change from an oila to a chattas? But if you did the malika, what do you call it? If you did the malika below the line, it never became an oila, because in order to become an oila, you have to sever through both the trachea and the esophagus. Through simonim. You only did one simon, so all it is became a chattas. So therefore, it's chal, that's what everybody holds, and the name chattas is chal. So the only time they argue is on the malika part. And yet the Mishnah starts off that everyone agrees that there's mila here, which means we're not talking about the mila. That means you did the malika correctly, like an oiler. It's already chal like an oiler. So how can it be the change should be mitzvah hadam? Because mitzvah hadam, everyone agrees there's no mila. Yeah, sorry.
No, the gabbit the bailim who doesn't require a chatos. So what is this, like a nedava or something?
He's not eating anything. Nothing. The kohen will eat it. The kohen will eat it.
The kohen has to pay him back.
So the kohen will eat it.
I'm saying, but does the kohen have to pay him back the money?
That's a separate question. That's an older question.
I'm just saying that I'm a little lost in terms of.
It's called a hezek shein nikur. We had in the Baba Kama beginning of hey. That's right. That is correct. Says he was invited. Anyway, the Ella, the Malika, so Reisha, the Seif of Malika, Mitziyasa, means it comes out the very Reisha is talking about Malika, the Seif of Malika, and this middle case over here, before we talk about the Mila, is talking about Mitzi. Saying, well, yes, we have no Breda. In, you are right. Reisha, the Seif of Malika, Mitziyasa, the Mitzi. With the Reisha, we said, is Malika because our mission does not work out like a Rosa of Shimon. And over again, we just explained that the next Mishnah must be talking about Malika, the Machlekes of the Shu, if you turn it into a Chatos or not. And this case over here, the middle case, we'd rather learn like Rabbi Shua that says it's talking about Mitzi Hadam, because we don't want to look at Rabbi Lezer. And Rashi says the reason why we don't want to look at Rabbi Lezer is because Rabbi Lezer is a Shamuti. And we don't like learning any Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lezer. Shamuti means either because he followed Shammai or because he was put in Chedim. So we don't want any any Mishnah. Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer. Says Mishnah Vayter. The Kula, and all of these cases where you made changes, the fact is, a metamin be based on Belia, they're not metame, even though they became puzzle. Nevertheless, the is the Malik is metai, there's no longer in the Vela. They're not metame based on Belia, umoyli behem, and your moyl, that your moyl behem, even by a chata, since you didn't do the right activity, so therefore they never had a moment that was mutter to kainim, and therefore the stool belongs to the Eibishter, it never left the Meila. Rashi, Mishnah, Vechul, and Avabish, and Ifsul, five lines in the wine lines about him. Avabish, and Ifsul, Melikosan, Metaharos, and Nevela, and Melikos, Metai from Nevela. They ain't Metamin, Bebeis, Ablia, Kedin, Nevela, so they don't have the din of an Nevela, they're not an Nevela of an Nevela. Why? Because you did a Melika. Even though you can't eat and all that, he did a malika. But on the other hand, the moil behind is still me'ila, which means he didn't finish the job. You started, he didn't finish. The grashi, v'av b'chatas, even by chatas, when we normally say that once you finish, it's no longer me'ila, because it belongs now to the kainim. But over here, hoil v'nifshul, since became possible. They ain't been m'shas het to the kainim. It didn't have a moment that the kainim were allowed to eat it. La yotzu b'dei milish ben. It did not lose its me'ila. Chuz, except the following exceptions. Chatas ha'oif. If you took a chatas oif, she'osa lemata kemaisa chatas, l'shem chatas, you did everything correctly. Once you did everything correctly, not only isn't it available, but actually there's no meal anymore, because kainim will eat it. So there's no meal, even for Zohar, who doesn't has no right to take it, takes it, there's no meal, because you stole it from kainim, not from the Eibishter. Oila sa'oif. Okay, stop. Rashi. Chut mechatas oif she'osa lemata kemaisa chatas, l'shem chatas. The kshed is koshery. V'yeshla shas het to lekainim is muter lekainim. B'shuv ein ba meila afil lazar. There's no meila lazar. You did everything right. What about an oilus oif? An oilus oif. She'osa lemata that hit below the line. Kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas, which you learned before is possible. Okay. We just said there's no more. There's no din of tuma. No veil. Sorry, it's not a veil anymore. But what about meila over here? Is there meila? Now the chayda which possible. The chayda there should still be meila. Says the gemara. Rabbi Lezer I'm meila. Abelazar says, "Is Mila? Why? Because it's still an oiler. You never finished the activity, so how did you ever take away the Mila part of it? However, Rabbi Shua met a moilibah. You know, moil, because the Gemara will explain later, it became a chatas. And therefore, you did everything else correctly. It's a chatas. You did everything else correctly. You did everything like a chatas below the line. Even though it was an oiler, it's good enough.
But Abelazar doesn't hold it, becomes a chatas.
Sorry?
Abelazar doesn't hold it, becomes a chatas.
No, he doesn't hold it at all. You hold it still in oiler, and you didn't finish the job. So, Rashi. Rabbi Lezer and Meila bar the oily is an oily or me haitia me loss or whoever took it out of its meila shas head to the kainim ain't left never a moment mutter to kainim then for a moment. Rabbi Shua I'm at a meila no meila why the kiva and the shina shma umaseh umekaimel shem chatas since you changed everything the name of it you changed the maisim and its place to chatas nas is chatas it becomes a chatas because the farish begemar won't explain. Sorry, everything it's a chatas, but it's not mechaper anybody. Yeah. Every minute, so the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer says, of course you're moil. Ma im chatas, ma doch chatas, she'ei moilim ba l'shma. If you did a chatas correctly, there's no meal anymore. Once you did the hazah, there's no longer any more meal. Because kainim eat it. It's kisheshin l'shma. We just said if you change the name, let's say chatas to an oila, moilim ba, you are moil. Why? Because it didn't. The chatas itself is moil because it didn't. You didn't do the thing to make it kosher to kain, to make it heter to kain and to eat it. And everyone agrees to that. A chatas, if you do a chatas the wrong way, everyone agrees that there's still meila because you didn't make it a shas heter for kain. If you did it correctly, you're still moil because who does it go to? It goes to the Eibishter, never came to Kainim. You're still moil. So surely, if you change his name and you did the wrong thing, surely ain't a din shimel about. Surely you be moil. Madre Chad, you did the right thing, you're not moil, but you did the wrong thing, you're moil. Surely you're moil. Even if you did the right thing, you're moil. Sure, if you did the wrong thing, you're moil. L'chayda. Rashi, ma chata leish ein meilin, lishma shay nechel kainim belongs to kainim, she nishma u posle passes. Well, I bought the chal heted, never was mutin meilin by Yamayo, the Rabbi Shua goofy le polo, nobody argues by a chata, they're only arguing by an oila. The Gemara writes, umbele, Rabbi Shua answers back. Rabbi Shua says, no, I hold an oila if you change the body of Yamayo, you know why? Loi no. You know why by chattas you're still mail? Because what do you do with the chattas? You do it like an oiler. And an oiler is something you always mail. So the chattas you're also continuing mail. Over here, you took the oiler made like a chattas. You made like a chattas. By chattas, if you did it correctly, you're not mail. So therefore, the oiler also not mail. You know why by chattas in mail? So shinushma, when you made a pasul, what do you do? You did the wrong thing. L'shem oiler, you did it just like an oiler. So shinushma, what did you change your name to? The dover, she gets bamila to an oiler, which is something that has a mila. Toima ba'oila, what are you comparing that to an oila? What did you do? Shashinishma, you changed the shenchatas. And what's it about chatas if you did it correctly? Shakane shinishma la dovash eva mila. There's no longer mila there. Omaloy Rabbi Lezer. He doesn't say that at all. He just says by an oila. First of all, it's a Gemara explains, but Ad is the only one who says by an oila that's what happens. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Only a shri oila so eif becomes like a chatas. Because the only difference is the simon. And where you do it, and where you did it, since you only did one simon. Okay, so you might have written. Remember, we told you did everything below the line, so you did nothing like an oil here. In a normal behemoth, all behemoths, rather with carbon, is exactly the same. Only hazor is different. Omalay Rabbi Lezer said, Vahade Kochi, Rabbi Lezer goes back. He wants to say that by an oil, he wants to say, that an oil feels like a chattas, you're still moil. Oh, Rabbi Lezer, what about kochi? Sheshachtim bedorim. You're supposed to shechtim on the north side. If you shechtim on the south side, let's say you had a name, you had in mind, let's say a shlamim. Veshachtim l'shem kochim kal miyachichu. Shekein shina shmam. You change the name of dovashem mila. Remember, you just said you change a shlamim to mila because it bailim mila it. Umoilim behen. And the din is that you're still moil because you never remove the chattas part of it, because since you shechtim kochim, you shechtim in the wrong place. Therefore, it's still, you know, you never, there's no heter to kainim you moil. And you never had a chance to do the zrika, so there's no shas heter. Therefore, so we see that even though you had a mind, a thing that has no mila, so what? It doesn't have any bearing on what you did. You did an activity that is possible. It makes it possible. You didn't finish the job. You didn't give it a shas het, and therefore it is mail. So why not oilers over the same thing? So what if you had a mind, a chattas, and had you done the chattas, it would have been kosher. The fact is, for an oilers, as far as an oilers is concerned, you did the wrong thing, and you never had a shas het. That should be mail. But after, therefore, you too, al tatama, don't be amazed, al ha oiler, and the carbon oiler, afa pisha shina shmal dobash. Rashi. You had a minor shlamim, that should prove it. You changed around the activity. You did the shchit in the wrong place. So that's just like the Malika did one instead of two. Because there's no mila by a korban shlamim. Shekotchim kalim ein behem mila ela b'murein. Only in the fast, because that goes in the mizbeach. The rest is no mila. And yet this korban kotchim moil mipneishin nifsul b'shchit adarim. You pass the shchit adarim. V'lohevi asan zikas lechlas adheta. Zika did not bring the shas adheta. Like see him the mila. Take it out of mila. Omalot Rabbi Shimon said, "Lo, no. Im amrit be kotche kotche." He said, "No. Im amrit be kotche kotche." You know why? By kotche kotche shachtim be dorim. If you did it in dorim, the shachtim shem kotche kalim. I agree with you. If you did it in dorim and kotche kalim, you still moil shekain shina eshmam ledover. You change the name to something. Sheyesh boy isav heta. Part of the animal. Part of the animal is meila. Part of the animal meila. The emurim has meila because it goes to mizbech, and the flesh has no meila. Since you change something that still continues with meila and part doesn't, therefore the kotche kotche still retains the mila. The exception is by an oila. You changed it to something that you change it to a chatas oif. What happened to chatas oif? Nothing of it goes on the mizbech. All of it goes to the kainim. And therefore, since you changed the oila's oif to something where there is no mila at all, that is why I hold that there's no mila. By the case of kachim, you change your kachim kalim over there, part of the animal still has mila. So you change it to something, to the murim. So you change it to something that still has mila. And since you didn't do a ma'is hetter, you continue with that mila. Here you change it to chatas oif, which is no mila at all, because the entire bird gets is eaten by the kainim. And therefore, I hold that it's mutter. Okay.